Have you ever had to remind yourself to stay quiet so you didn't interrupt a conversation? Or tried to force yourself to sit still because you have an urge to tap your foot or squirm in your chair? Or maybe you have to exhaustively perfect certain aspects of your home so that it looks like you have your stuff together. Sure, it could be that you're trying not to be rude or disruptive. Maybe it calms you to have your home or family or self in perfect order. But if you are exhausted trying to assimilate in the neurotypical world, if it's causing you extra anxiety or depression, if you feel like there's a public you and a private you and you cannot show the public the private you, there may be a very good chance that you are masking. And according to psychologist and ADHD expert Russell Barkley, about 1/3 of those of us diagnosed with ADHD frequently experience masking. That's why on today's episode, we are going to define what ADHD masking is and then give you some examples so you can identify if it's something that you are doing. But before we dive into that, I'm Christy Lingo, the ADHD mompreneur. I'm a mom to two, entrepreneur, and ADHD coach. I've designed a mom-centered executive function coaching program for you, the ADHD mom business owner with big ideas, but maybe you're struggling a little bit with staying consistent, figuring out your priorities, managing your time, or staying focused. I also have been diagnosed with ADHD, so I know exactly what you're going through. So, what is ADHD masking? In a nutshell, it is trying to hide or camouflage your natural behaviors or tendencies in order to fit in with those around you. You may mask as a way to feel accepted. You may mask to hide your need to fidget. You may mask by spending far too much time on a task or project that doesn't need that much time or energy in order to look like you're killing it and that you've got it together. Meanwhile, your brain is exhausted from fighting against your natural tendencies. You may experience high levels of stress because it takes a lot of energy to keep up the appearance that everything is better than okay and you've totally got this. If you are diagnosed with ADHD later in life, there is a chance that you've been masking for years and years and you may not even realize that it's something that you're doing. And honestly, as someone who was diagnosed with ADHD later in life and did spend a lot of time masking my behaviors, I totally get why we do it. The neurotypical world just wasn't made for our unique and quirky brains. So for years, we tried to assimilate. And for many neurotypicals, coming in line with societal norms is no big deal. But for us neurodivergents, it can be exhausting. It can lead to increased depression or anxiety. It can lead to substance abuse because you are trying to fit in with society, or to help you cope with the exhaustion you're feeling of trying to assimilate. Wondering if you've been masking your ADHD to try to fit in? Here's just a few examples of what ADHD masking might look like. Needing to consciously remind yourself not to fidget or adjust in your chair when you're trying to pay attention. Going above and beyond to show your home is clean, even though it may be overly exhausting for you to maintain it. Reminding yourself over and over to pay attention when someone is speaking to the point where you may actually miss what the person is saying. Creating overly complicated organizing systems to show just how organized you are. Attempting to avoid negative feedback or criticism by doing everything perfectly. Feeling anxiety in conversations because you're desperately trying not to interrupt the person talking. Feeling shame or guilt when a project or task overwhelms you, but you're afraid to ask for help because you may look inadequate. Suppressing big, intense emotions as a way to seem like you're in control, but meanwhile, they're compounding inside of you. Are you starting to get the idea of what ADHD masking is like and how it might be impacting you? It's essentially taking an ADHD symptom that may be perceived as negative in society and developing an alternate behavior that allows you to fit in. Luckily, we are starting to better understand ADHD and its symptoms. For instance, at my son's school, many of the classrooms have wobble chairs for kids who struggle with sitting still. This is in part because we're learning that fidgeting or squirming may actually be the ADHD brain trying to focus and pay attention. On the flip side, while there may be subtle changes made, we still have a long way to go. So what are those of us with a lifetime of masking experience supposed to do? First, determine if the masking is negatively impacting your life in any way. For instance, if maintaining a perfectly clean and organized home is affecting your time management, your sleep, your relationships, your bank account, or your mental health, perhaps work with someone to develop a less work-intensive way to maintain cleanliness and order that doesn't affect your time, your sleep, your relationships, or your mental health. Next, I would recommend talking to your family or friends about any masking behaviors that are causing you stress or anxiety. Be honest about what you're experiencing, that you're afraid to contribute to conversations because you might appear rude or like you're interrupting, that it stresses you out to go to the movies with your family because you struggle to sit still, that you're afraid to express when you're feeling frustrated or angry or disappointed because it could be seen as overreacting, even though those big feelings are very real to you. I frequently discuss with my clients the importance of developing an awareness around what ADHD looks like and how it impacts your day-to-day life so that you can start to develop coping strategies. But it's also very important for you to help your friends and family become aware of what ADHD looks like and how it impacts you. This is especially important if you're ready to drop your mask and dabble in the world of ADHD acceptance. One last thing before we sign off today, there is a very fine line between dropping your mask and feeling like you can live a more authentic life, being accepted for who you are as someone with ADHD, and using your ADHD as an excuse for negative behaviors. As I say over and over, an ADHD diagnosis is an explanation, not an excuse. It helps us to understand how our unique brains operate and why we act or react the way that we do. It does not, in my opinion, give us carte blanche to be disruptive or rude because we struggle with staying focused or impulse control. There still may be situations where you feel compelled to mask your ADHD behaviors because as a society, we're just not there yet. But what I hope is as society evolves its understanding of neurodivergent populations, that there will be more places where we can let our masks down and be our true authentic selves without feeling the need to perform to fit in. I'm curious how many of you out there have felt the need to mask your ADHD behaviors or symptoms in order to fit in. Or maybe you have questions about how to drop your mask and start living a more authentic life. Drop me a comment below or leave me a voicemail message at the link in the description if you've got a question about ADHD masking. And make sure you've hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes like next week where we'll be discussing energy management versus time management when it comes to ADHD. That's all for today. Don't forget to let your ADHD be part of your success story. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,